Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.
We know that a substantial amount of our listeners have pets, and coming up to Halloween, when things get loud and bright, we thought we would talk a bit about keeping your pets safe and happy over Halloween.
Yes, we did. And on the line now, we have Sheena Hopper, Marketing Manager for Interchem. Sheena, how are you?
Hi, thanks for having me on today.
We're absolutely delighted and thrilled because we love pets on the show.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think this is an ideal opportunity to talk about preparing your dogs and cats for Halloween because it can be really stressful for them.
And why is Halloween a cause for concern for dog owners and dogs?
Yeah, because like fireworks, we all hear them around. They're happening as early as now. Fireworks, bangers, even the doorbell ringing frequently when you've people calling to the door, and you've got, you know, people dressing up, and you've got Halloween decorations, and all of these things are out of the blue. And dogs and cats aren't used to them. It's not part of their... They don't know where the fireworks are coming from, is another thing.
So what are the signs to know if our cats or dogs are anxious?
Yeah, so for dogs, I mean, it's generally a change in behaviour. If you know your dog really, really well, you can see something that's kind of acting out of character. They can be hiding, they can be panting, barking, and pacing as well. It's kind of like if you leave your dog alone, you can sense that they've got anxiety and running around the house and just generally feeling a little bit unease. The cats the same way, increased urination, which isn't ideal in your house, and scratching and vocalization, all of those types of things.
And can I ask one thing? So my dog, I have a little terrier, and he shivers when he's anxious. Is that another sign?
Yeah, shivering. Absolutely. Anything that you deem to be out of character for your dog and your cat, for sure.
So it's obviously a very worrying time, and it's you know, as myself and Roz are both dog owners, and you know, we've both experienced how traumatic Halloween can be for them. But what can pet owners do to prepare for Halloween?
Absolutely. And might I say, like, a lot of people don't necessarily recognise that their dogs are anxious. And they do say that 50% of dogs do suffer from some sort of anxiety around all these noises. So we do need to take care. So some of the things that we can do, and I kind of break it down into three simple things. The first is desensitisation. And that's getting your dog or your cat used to the noise of fireworks. And what you can do is if you Google scary sounds or firework sounds, and what you do is you play the sounds a little bit every day, increasing the volume or the frequency so that they generally kind of get used to the sound and it doesn't seem like it's, you know, out of normal.
That's a great
and
idea.
And then you create kind of a positive environment and give them treats at the same time, so they associate the noise with something positive as opposed to something scary. And you can start that from now, and alongside that you can use pheromones. And I don't know if you have heard of pheromones before, but there are these invisible scents that are released from dogs and cats, or all animals actually. And there is a synthetic version of these pheromones called Edaptyl and Feliway. And the Edaptyl pheromone is a synthetic copy of the dog appeasing pheromone, which is released from the mom to help puppies stay nice and calm and secure in their environment when they're little, you know, when they're little puppies.
Yeah.
And Edaptyl is clinically proven to help with dogs that suffer from anxiety around fireworks and help them stay safe and calm and lessen their anxiety. And there's lots of different forms of Edaptyl for every situation. So you can have a dog like your dogs that are out a little bit more, you can put the collar on, and the collar just sits snug along the dog's neck and releases this pheromone to help them feel nice and safe and
wow,
sure.
That's absolutely incredible. And is there a version then for cats?
Yeah, so the Feliway is similarly, it releases these pheromones to help the cats feel nice, safe and secure. And you can have a diffuser similar to the Edaptyl. So it's basically plugged in beside the dog where they sleep or the cat where they sleep, and releases these pheromones into the air to help them feel nice and safe and secure at home. You can also have the Edaptyl spray, which is sprayed on the bed. Or similarly with Feliway, the spray is sprayed on the cat's bed as well. And then you do have lastminute.com solutions as well. So on the day, you can give the Edaptyl chews a couple of hours beforehand just to help lessen the anxiety around the fireworks on the night.
And this might actually, I didn't even know this was a thing, so that would actually probably be very useful for someone whose dog or cat might suffer with separation anxiety as well.
Absolutely, particularly the adaptable diffuser, because it's plugged in at home and it just creates that sense of calm. And then for dogs that are out and about, and I suppose closer to the night, I think a really good suggestion, and you guys will be up for this as well, is taking the dog out for a really good walk so that they're kind of rested. But you can wear these dog wraps. They're called the thunder shirts, and they're kind of like a dog coat, but they keep the dog nice and snug.
I have one for my dog.
Yeah,
I do.
Oh,
yeah.
Brilliant. Yeah, so they're really good when you're taking your dog out for a walk and even at home, just to help keep them nice and calm. But I would say on the night then as well, you can do things at home. So you can create a den, and that's kind of a place either underneath the table or if you have a crate, and just cover it with a blanket somewhere nice and dark where they feel kind of somewhere that they can hide. And you can spray the Adaptil spray half an hour beforehand, and it helps kind of create that sense of calm with releasing those pheromones. Close the curtains and, of course, create kind of so that they don't hear the fireworks as much. You can put on the radio, like 2FM in the background would be ideal.
I like what you did there.
They might be awake all night raving, but Sheena, thank you so much for joining us today, and thank you for all of those fantastic tips. I'm sure everyone listening will be keeping them in mind for Halloween. Thank you so much, Sheena.
All I would just say is just to call into your local vet or retailer and ask for a Adaptil or Feliway.
Brilliant.
Thank you so much,
Sheena. Ladies. Roz and Emma, RTE 2FM.